This talk is in response to many requests to clarify the facts of the Fatima message. We title it Fatima, the Facts. This talk is intended to be given to those not able to read the books available on Fatima or do not have the financial ability to obtain them, but who desire the facts. I have written many books on Fatima, hundreds of articles on Fatima. I am the editor of the international magazine, the Immaculate Heart Messenger, for the Fatima Apostolate International. And I accept this challenge, but keep in mind, this is but a summary. The depth of its message and developments tell much more. The Mother of God appeared to three little shepherd children at Fatima six times in 1917 on the 13th of the month, beginning May 13th through October 13th, 1917. Lucia, at the time, was 10 years old. Her cousins were brother and sister, Francisco 9, Jacinta 7. In 1916, they had three apparitions of the Angel of Peace. Two of them were located in the Loca do Cabezo, as he herded its sheep. And one was at the well behind Lucia's house. The angel prepared them for the coming of Mary a year later with a message for the world. The first apparition of the angel was in the spring of 1916. He came as light, whiter than snow, in the form of a young man, 15 or 16 years of age, transparent, brighter than crystal, pierced by the rays of the sun. And kneeling on the ground, the angel bowed his forehead to the earth. And the children, by a supernatural impulse, did the same, repeating the words of the angel, "My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee." The angel repeated these words three times, rose and said, "Pray thus. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your supplications." Then he disappeared. And for a long time, the children remained in the same posture, repeating the same words, intensely aware of the presence of God. The next day, they were still immersed in this spiritual atmosphere, which only gradually left them. The second apparition of the angel was at the height of the hot summer days. At the well, suddenly, the angel appeared again. "What are you doing? Pray. Pray very much. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy on you. Offer prayers and sacrifices constantly to the Most High. Make everything you do a sacrifice, and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended, and in supplication for the conversion of sinners. You will thus draw down peace upon your country. Accept and bear with submission the suffering which the Lord will send you." The words of the angel were like a light which made them understand who God is, how he loves us, and desires to be loved, the value of sacrifice, how pleasing it is to him, and how on account of it he grants the grace of conversion to sinners. The third apparition of the angel was in the fall, again at the Loco do Cabezo. Well, this time the angel had a chalice with a host above it, dripping some drops of blood into the chalice. And these he left in midair and prostrated himself on the ground in adoration, repeating three times, "Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrilegious, and indifference by which he is offended. And by the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners." Then rising, the angel gave the host to Lucia and the contents of the chalice, the precious blood, to Jacinta and Francisco, saying, "Take and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Repair their crimes and console your God." Once more the angel prostrated himself on the ground and repeated three times more that prayer, "Most Holy Trinity," and then disappeared. Now, I'm Father Robert J. Fox, when I asked Sister Lucia to her priest's nephew, Father José dos Santos Valinos, "What do you consider, Sister Lucia, the most important part of the Fatima message?" Sister Lucia answered that it was at the beginning, at the Cabezo, where the angel appeared and drew them to God, to the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. The first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima was May 13, 1917. They were herding sheep in the Cova del Ria. A sudden flash of lightning drew their attention. And then on a small holm oak tree, they beheld a lady, all dressed in white. She was of light more brilliant than a crystal glass filled with sparkling water when the rays of the burning sun shine through it. The children were so close, just a few feet from her, so that they were bathed in the light which radiated from her. The lady said, "I am from heaven." Lucia then asked, as she did every time Our Lady appeared, Lucia's first words were always, "What do you want of me?" "I have come to ask you to come here for 6 months in succession. On the 13th day, at this same hour. Later on, I will tell you who I am and what I want." Well, the beautiful lady from heaven told the children that they would all go to heaven. And she asked them, "Are you willing to offer yourself to God and bear all the sufferings he wills to send you as an act of reparation? for the sins by which he is offended, and of supplication for the conversion of sinners? Lucia answered, Yes, yes, we are willing. Then you are going to have to suffer much, but the grace of God will be your comfort. Then Our Lady communicated to them a light so intense. As the light streamed from her hands, its rays penetrated their hearts and the innermost depth of their souls, making them see themselves in God, who was that light, more clearly than they could see themselves in the best of mirrors. They then fell to their knees, repeating in their hearts, O most holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament. Well, after a few moments, Our Lady spoke again. She said, Pray the rosary every day in order to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war. Every time Our Lady appeared, she told the children, Pray the rosary every day. Pray the rosary every day. Later, she appeared to Jacinta in the Fatima Church, showing pictures of the mysteries of the rosary and teaching that seven-year-old little girl how to meditate on the mysteries of Christ while praying the rosary, because to meditate on the mysteries of Christ, that's the soul of the rosary. Well, the second apparition of Our Lady was June 13, 1917. And Our Lady told the children that she would take Jacinta and Francisco to heaven soon. But Lucia, you must remain here sometime longer. Jesus wishes to make use of you to make me known and loved. He wants to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. I promise salvation to those who embrace it, and those souls will be loved by God like flowers placed by me to adorn His throne. You know, Lucia, who died February 13th, in the year 2005, she actually remained on earth as a Carmelite nun until she was almost 98 years old. Lucia was told, Don't lose heart. I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. The third apparition of Our Lady was on July 13, 1917, when the Lady said, In October, I will tell you who I am and what I want. And I will perform a miracle for all to see and believe. I will perform a miracle so that all may believe also. The Lady said, Sacrifice yourselves for sinners. And say many times, especially, whenever you make some sacrifice, O Jesus, it is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In saying the above words, Our Lady opened her hands and showed the children the most terrible vision of hell. You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And then Our Lady foretold punishments to the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church, and persecution of the Holy Father. Our Lady of Fatima, July 13, 1917, said, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. If my wishes are fulfilled, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. The fourth apparition of Our Lady took place on August 19, 1917. You see, some days later than the 13th. For the Masonic administrator of Arain had taken the children away that day, so they could not be there in the COVID area when Our Lady appeared. He placed them in jail on the 13th of August. The July apparition took place in a place called Vilnius. Or rather, I should say, the August apparition took place in a place called Vilnius near Augustria, home village of the three children. As always, Lucia asked, What do you want of me? Our Lady told them to keep coming to the Covadonga on the 13th and to pray the rosary every day. And again she promised for October, I will perform a miracle so that all may believe. In October, I will perform a miracle so that all may believe. Now, she didn't tell them what the miracle would be, but she concluded, pray. Pray very much and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and to pray for them. And as always, when she would finish her message and the apparition, she would ascend and disappear into the east from which she had come. Our Lady's fifth apparition took place September 13th, 1917. This was a turning point for conviction of many that Our Lady really was appearing. Since June, the number present had been growing each month, so that by September, many thousands were present, estimated to be up to 30,000 people. During the time of the noon apparition, multiple other signs were witnessed by the people, falling flowers, which dissipated as people tried to catch them with their hands or umbrellas, a star or globe that moved and settled over the little home oak, a clap of thunder. I interviewed people who were there that day and witnessed such phenomena. As before, only the children saw Our Lady, who said, continue to pray the rosary every day. In October, our Lord will come as well as Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Carmel. Saint Joseph will appear with the child Jesus to bless the world. God is pleased with your sacrifices. In October, I will perform a miracle so that all may believe. And as usual, Our Lady began to rise, go toward the east from which she came, and disappear in the distance. Well, now for the sixth apparition, October 13th, 1917, when Our Lady had promised a miracle. Let's see what happens. It's estimated that 70 to 100,000 people were present because the word had spread. Dark, heavy clouds were over the mountain of Fatima. It had rained heavily from the evening before all night until exactly 12 noon. When it was exactly 12 noon, true sundown, the miracle foretold months in advance happened. In moments, the rain ceased. The clouds rode back. The sun appeared in the clear sky, bright and beautiful. And then something happened with the sun. For about 10 minutes, there was the spinning and the descent of the sun like a giant Catherine wheel, giving off all kinds of colors. It appeared to come down, 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 so close to their heads that they could have reached up and touched it, and people screamed, thinking it was the end of the world, and some called out their sin aloud, begging forgiveness of God. But this swirling of the sun, or dancing, as many described it, occurred, went on for 10, 12 minutes. The sun descended and ascended three times. It would come down before resuming its normal course. Now, during this great miracle of the sun, witness, especially by the 70 to 100,000 people in the area of the Cova Diarrhea, and seen in some way by people for 32 miles around, during the sun miracle, the children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, did not notice it. Why not? They were engaged. They were so taken up with the apparition of Our Lady. Lucia had shouted, "Look at the sun!" And that's when the miracle started. But to Our Lady, she said, as she said each time, "What do you want of me?" Our Lady said, "I want to tell you that a chapel is to be built here in my honor. I am the Lady of the Rosary. I am the Lady of the Rosary. Continue always to pray the Rosary every time. Do not offend the Lord our God anymore, because He is already so much offended." And then, opening her hands, she made them reflect on the sun as she ascended. The reflection of her own light continued to be projected on the sun itself. She was like brighter than the sun. And then the children beheld Saint Joseph with the child Jesus and Our Lady robed in white with a blue mantle beside the sun. Saint Joseph and the child Jesus appeared to bless the world, for they traced the sign of the cross with their hands. When a little later, this apparition disappeared, they saw Our Lord and Our Lady, Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lord then appeared to bless the world in the same manner as Saint Joseph had done. Now he did it as a man, blessing the world. This apparition vanished, and Our Lady once more appeared as Our Lady of Mount Carmel with a brown scapular, which she held down to the world, still inviting all to wear it. Both Jacinta and Francisco were dead within 2 years. As Our Lady had said, she would come to take them to heaven soon. Later, Lucia was sent by the bishop to the north in Spain to be with the Dorothean sisters. She joined them as a postulant October 25, 1925. In March 1948, Holy Thursday, with the Pope's permission, Sister Lucia transferred to the Carmelites in Coimbra, Portugal, where she remained until her death, February 13, 2005, when she was almost 98 years old. Now for the first Saturdays. On December 10, 1925, at Pontevedra, Spain, Our Lady gave Sister Lucia this message. Look, my daughter, look at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation. All those who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months shall confess, receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the intention of making reparation to me. Notice what she all asked for. To go to confession, receive Holy Communion, say the rosary, and meditate on the mysteries of the rosary for at least 15 minutes, all for the intention of making reparation to her Immaculate Heart, this on the first Saturday of the month. On June 13, 1929, at night, when Sister Lucia was in the Dorothean convent chapel, Tui, Spain, adoring Our Lord in the most blessed sacrament of the altar, suddenly the whole chapel was illumined by a supernatural light, and Lucia had a vision involving the Most Holy Trinity. Our Lady then said to Lucia, "The moment has come when God asked the Holy Father, in union with the bishops of the world, to make the consecration of Russia to my heart, promising to save it by this means. Well, now we're going to talk about the collegial consecration. That's what it's called, when the Pope and all the bishops of the world would join together in consecrating the world, Russia in particular, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The bishop and Fatima authorities of the Diocese of La Via Fatima and its Fatima Shrine in Portugal, and the Holy See itself, that's the seat of the Pope, have publicized that this consecration did take place on March 25th, 1984. In fact, Sister Lucia has written to me, Father Robert Fox, the very same thing. She wrote a personal letter to me to that effect years ago. After the consecration, things began to change in Russia. Religious freedom soon came. My Fatima Family Apostolate International built the first shrine in all of Russia in honor of Our Lady of Fatima. It's located at St. Petersburg, at St. Catherine's Church, at the Church of St. Catherine of Alexandria in St. Petersburg, Russia. The rector of the Fatima Shrine in Portugal works closely with the Pope, its bishop, and the magisterium. The church which approved of Fatima as worthy of our human faith is the official interpreter of its message. Now we talk about the so-called Fatima secrets. Sister Lucia wrote me a personal letter that what the Vatican revealed in June, the year 2000, was everything that she had written down. There's no more. On May 13, 2000, at the end of the Mass at Fatima, presided over by Pope John Paul II, at which Jacinta and Francisco were beatified, His Holiness the Pope directed Cardinal Angelo Sodano, Vatican Secretary of State, to give a summary of the third part of the Fatima secret. It was given in the presence also, in the presence of the Pope and in the presence of Sister Lucia, and hundreds of thousands of pilgrims in the Cova and radio and television cameras of the world focus on them. Cardinal Sodano said it concerns above all the war waged by atheistic systems against the church and Christians. It describes the suffering by the witnesses of the faith in the 20th century. And he spoke. The Cardinal spoke of the bishop clothed in white that we read about in the secret was the Pope. Especially John Paul II. We know he was shot. The Pope makes his way with difficulty toward the cross amid the corpses of those who were martyred. And he too falls to the ground, apparently dead, under a hail of gunfire. He said, the Pope himself, John Paul II, said after the assassination attempt of May 13, 1981, it appeared evident that it was a mother's hand that guided the bullet's path, enabling the Pope in his throes to halt at the threshold of death. And he spoke of the successive events of 1989 leading to the fall of the communist regimes, which promoted atheism. He ended saying, the Pope has charged the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith with making public the third part of the secret after the preparation of an appropriate commentary. Well, Sister Lucia wrote me personally a letter after that, that the collegial consecration by Pope and bishops, as requested by Our Lady, was accomplished. She also wrote to me that the entire three parts of the secret were as given by the Vatican June 26, 2000. You know, the first part, the terrible vision of hell, also that God wants devotion established in the world to His Immaculate Heart of Mary, to keep souls from going to hell, and finally, the one we just read of the terrible persecutions of Christians and the Pope. Well, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone met with Sister Lucia before the third part of the secret was revealed. And in a book-length interview of his conversations with Sister Lucia, he had met with her three different times, entitled The Last Fatima Visionary, the book was issued in 2007, Pope Benedict wrote the introduction. Our present Pope Benedict XVI wrote the introduction to the book himself, of theory suggesting the third secret involves an apocalyptic prophecy that the Vatican does not wish to disclose. The Cardinal simply called it pure fantasy. As I said, Sister Lucia herself wrote me, when she was still living, that the entire secret was as it was revealed by the Vatican. On June 26, 2000, at a press conference, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, who is now Pope Benedict XVI, made available a 43-page small book on the secret, the so-called Secret of Fatima, published by the Vatican Press, titled The Message of Fatima. The document deals with all three parts of the Fatima secret, as well as the collegial consecration of March 25, 1984, in spiritual union with the bishops of the world. On page 8, the same document states, Sister Lucia personally confirmed that this solemn and universal act of consecration corresponded to what Our Lady wished. Yes, she said and wrote, yes, it has been done just as Our Lady asked on March 25th, 1984. Hence, any further discussion, said the Vatican, or request is without basis. I ask, have things not changed religious-wise in Russia since the collegial consecration? In October the year 2007 in Russia, they were having special celebrations in honor of Our Lady of Fatima for the religious freedom they now had in Russia. On the website for the Shrine of Fatima in Portugal, as I talk, is this underlined heading, Catholic Church in Russia is going to mark the 90th anniversary of the apparitions of Fatima. It continues, interview of the press center of the Shrine of Fatima to Monsignor, that's the Archbishop of Moscow, Catholic Archbishop, Thaddeus Kondrushevich. They were making a pilgrimage to Fatima. The special intention is to thank our Mother, the Blessed Virgin, for the gift of religious freedom. Also, you can go to the website of the Fatima Family Apostolate International, of which I am director, www.fatimafamily.org. fatimafamily.org. O-R-G. And you can click into the Fatima Shrine in Russia to learn about Russia's first shrine to Our Lady of Fatima, which my apostolate of the Fatima family built as requested by Archbishop Kondrusevich. I was with him in the first group to come from Russia to show them around Fatima, the Fatima Shrine. I was in St. Petersburg, Russia, October 1998, for the dedication after years of raising the funds for it. Pope John Paul II sent his blessing on this occasion. At our website, you can read the Archbishop's first sermon at Russia's Fatima Shrine, in which he says, "For the conversion of Russia, Our Lady demanded consecration to her Immaculate Heart. This was done by Pope John Paul II in union with all the bishops throughout the world on March 25, 1984. The subsequent developments in the territories of the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe showed us that this consecration was a key turning point with political, social, and most of all, religious implications. When I was in Russia and interviewed Archbishop Tadeusz Kondrusevich of Moscow at their Catholic seminary in St. Petersburg in 1998, he told me that to take down statues of Lenin and the like can happen quickly. But after many decades of official atheistic government in Russia and the Soviet Union and the lack of religious freedom, it takes time to bring the hearts of millions of people back to God. But it is happening. Sister Lucia began speaking out in 1989 before any communist government or any country under the hammer and sickle gave up control. And she said that God had accepted the collegial consecration by the Pope and bishops as of March 25, 1984. And she said, "The Lord will keep his word." One country after another in the Eastern Bloc of Russia's Soviet Union, soon after she said that, gave up communist control, and the USSR dissolved in 1991. As I was preparing this pamphlet and talk on a Sunday evening, EWTN, Sunday Night Live with Father Grachow, interviewed the Dominican priest, Father Dan Maurer, stationed for years now in Siberia on the subject, the Church in Russia. While recognizing the problems that still exist, and that in some areas where there are still some former hardliners, communist agents, who make it difficult, yet, Father Maurer said, whereas before in Russia only 10% were baptized, now the average is that 60% are baptized. And he too acknowledged that the collegial consecration mentioned above was the beginning of religious changes in Russia. The triumph is not complete yet. It's begun. He stated that after so many decades of official atheism, at least where he works, young people seem even more open to God and to bring their parents to church. Now, for those who want more information and documentation than can be given in a short talk, the following books are recommended. Fatima today, the third millennium, also. Documents of Fatima, translated from Portuguese. The Intimate Life of Sister Lucia, translated from Portuguese. And my latest book, Since the Deaths of Sister Lucia and John Paul II, Fatima is Forever. I've been interviewed on EWTN. Fatima is Forever. A subscription to keep you current, not only on Fatima, but family and church issues, and to grow in your Holy Catholic faith and education and formation, is the magazine, the quarterly magazine, The Immaculate Heart Messenger. The Immaculate Heart Messenger. To obtain it, write Fatima Family Apostolate International, P.O. Box 515, Waite Park, Waite is spelled W-A-I-T-E, Waite Park, Minnesota, 56387, or phone 1-800-213-5541, or go online www.fatimafamily.org. God bless you. We have talked about Fatima, the fact.